We are available to young people as they identify themselves. We specialize in youth facing issues. So anything you might be struggling with that we can support you with in that realm, any issue big or small, you can reach out to Kids Help Phone for support. Right now, the two main ways to get in contact with us are by phone at 1-800-668-6868, or you can reach out to us by crisis text line powered by Kids Help Phone. To do that, you text the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to a short code of 686868, and you'll be connected with someone who can support you.
Now, I do know that obviously you do direct your services to young people, but you do get some folks who are 35 and older reaching out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we specialize in youth-facing issues. That is certainly our specialty, but we'll never turn someone away in a moment of crisis. On a regular day, about 10% of our contacts come from someone who identifies as being 35 or above, but they're reaching out to us simply because they felt like they had nowhere else to turn. So, like I said, we will never turn someone away in a moment of crisis. So if someone falls into that situation and they are looking for support at this time, we would encourage them to use our crisis text line platform, which, again, is accessible by texting TALK to 686868.
And I can imagine over the last number of weeks, you've probably seen an increase in calls. I mean, kids are now out of school. They probably aren't fully aware of what may be happening. Maybe they're looking to find a bit more comfort from other folks rather than what they're seeing online. What are some of the things that you guys have been hearing from the youth here or even across the country over the last number of weeks?
Yeah, so as of March 12th, we've seen a lot of really interesting things happening with our services. First and foremost, the outreach and request for services is skyrocketing. Across all our platforms, we've already seen, since March 12th, a over 300% increase in the service delivery that we typically give. In particular, as it relates to COVID-19 and worries around the virus, we're seeing a 350% increase in the number of people who are directly mentioning fears around the virus when they're connecting with us. We're watching those conversations closely. We're seeing a lot of recurring themes in those conversations and some keywords that we're hearing from young people at those times, certainly that they're scared. They're anxious. They're talking about isolation a lot. And the news around things closing and being canceled is something that they're communicating to us a lot. Here in Newfoundland, Labrador in particular, our young people seem to be worried about the virus and the news relating to COVID-19. And they're actually reaching out to us for conversations around it at about 2 times the national rate that we're having these conversations. So really important for people in our communities in this province to continue to share that Kids Help Phone is available in the event that you do need to talk about this or any issue that you're facing. We are committed to remaining open and accessible at this time. Happy to report that we've already moved all our counseling and other staff members to remote working environments so that they are being safe as well. And they are set up in a way to enable us to continue to deliver the service.